Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host. We'll be taking some calls here really fast in a second or two. So if you'd like to call in, you can do so by calling 516-418-5997. Let's go ahead and take some calls. 860, you are on air with me.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I can't complain. I'm doing good.
Good, good. I have a question about a relationship. Do you see me in one?
I'm having a problem hearing you because it's cutting out in the end. So can you say your question again, please?
My name is Amy from Connecticut.
Oh, okay. How can I help you today, Amy? I call him back. I don't know what's going on with that call. So, 305, you're on air with me. Hello? Let's try 678. You're on air.
Hi, Mike.
Michael, it's Susie. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've been thinking about you, so must be perfect timing.
Yes, I'm so I saw an email from you come through, but it was too late for me to catch the show. So, and I was just sitting in front of my computer, and I'm like, Michael's on. How are you?
I am great. So, can't complain. Do you have any? Do you have a question or?
Sure. I'm diligently putting myself out there for a relationship to catch you up. I finally cut the cords permanently to the toxic relationship that I had after marrying him and having to divorce him like a month later. So anyway, I'm putting myself out there now. Do you see someone coming in for me that's going to be, you know, a longevity type of relationship?
Yeah, I definitely see something about June. Where somebody will contact you somehow. I don't know how they know you, but I feel like it's an acquaintance of somebody you already know. So, like I said, I think it's a later part of June.
Okay. Very good. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to work
out.
Plus, and Spirit just wants to say, don't rush into anything. Just take your time to get to know each other and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, Michael. Thank you very much. God bless, and I'm so happy to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm here. We'll be here. I just need to take some time off, so.
Certainly. I certainly do understand that.
Yeah.
So stay strong.
Right.
Stay well. God love you.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go up to 305. You're on there. Hello.
Hello.
How can I help?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear
Hello?
You. Okay, can you hear me?
Yes. How are you? Thank
I'm
you
good.
For having me on your show.
No problem. How can I help?
I'm calling because I had a job interview today, and I wanted to see if you can tell how that interview went and if I will get the job.
I feel like the interview went well. You just need to have some self-confidence in yourself. But I think that it went well, and I feel like that you're going to get another call like towards the end of this month, which we're really close to that. So,
okay.
I feel like you'll hear back from them sometime in the next week.
Okay. That was the only question that I really had.
Okay, no problem. So I appreciate you calling.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. All right, let's go to 610. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call. This is Sonia.
Hi, how can I help?
I had a quick question concerning career. I'm currently looking for another position. I mean, I do have a job now, but, there's really no growth for me, and commute is very difficult. I commute over 2 hours a day, about 2.5 hours. So I recently saw something, and although I don't meet all the requirements I was thinking of applying. I don't know what you're picking up as far as me finding another position or a connection with this job I'm about to apply.
I feel like you could be moving into something else, a different job, something that will pay you a little more than what you've been getting. So, but I feel like it's going to be a good thing. Timeline on that, I would say probably looks like the end of summer.
So, okay, you mean like September, October, or August, September?
September, yes. Well, you might be working, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, so Do you see how I'll be making that connection? Like finding a job?
I feel like this is going to be something that you've already applied for.
I haven't applied to anything yet. This will be the first thing because, to be honest with you, I've been seeing a lot of entry-level jobs, and I'm way past that for the experience that I have and the education.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to
right.
cut myself short by applying to the first thing I see just to get out of where I'm at. So that's
right.
why I've been very selective.
Yeah, and you got a good head on your shoulder, so you'll figure it out. It looks like the second thing that you apply for will be the ones that will call you. So it's the second choice of those.
Right. So far I've only seen one, so I guess I still have to wait till I find out the second one.
Right.
Then you say, okay. So do you think it'll be something closer to where I live? Like how far?
Excuse me?
Like a half an hour drive or so, because I commute a little over an hour every day now.
Yeah, it would be about half an hour commute.
Okay. And do you feel it would be the same type of job I do, or a bit different?
I feel like it's going to be a little different, but it's going to be something close to what you do now, but just a little different.
Okay. Also, with the type of work I do, because I'm a tech support engineer, I have the ability to work from home. Do you think this is something that the company will allow me to do at times?
Yes, I think they will. So.
Okay, well, that's good to hear.
All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
You have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
All right, let's go with 562. You don't know it's me. Oh, we'll be in a minute. Hold on. Hello.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Hello. Oh, hi. This is Yvonne, and my question is about love. When do you see me meeting someone new?
Looks like a couple of months. So it'd be down the line a little bit. So.
Oh, okay.
I feel like there's somebody. I feel like that there's somebody already interested in you because I keep seeing that. So I don't know how.
Is his name John?
Yes.
John, by chance?
Yeah, John.
Yeah. Oh, he's my child's father. I'm thinking it's him.
Yeah.
Do you see that working out or you don't?
I see it working out. It's just going to take a little bit of time. But I see it being worked out. So, all right?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Let me give you the call-in number. I still have a few calls to take. But the call-in number is 516-418-5997. I also will give you the website address for me. Is www.insightswithmichael.com. All right, let's go ahead and take another call at 630. You're on air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. My name is Leah.
Okay. Can you say your name for me again, please?
Leah.
Yeah, okay. All right, how can I help you?
Yes, I just wondered, I've been having a lot of problems with my parents' estate, and I've asked the bank to really expedite this and ante it up. I'm in a situation where I really need help, and I'm the one that has suffered the most. Do you think that they are going to step up to the plate and help me, or what do you see happening, and when do you see the estate finishing off?
Okay. I definitely see somebody helping you. I'm not sure exactly who it is, but definitely helping.
Well,
I only have the bank.
I only have the bank. They're in charge. There's really nothing you know what I mean?
Okay.
Even
right.
any way around it, they're the final decision on everything.
Right. But I think it will be settled. So.
Like, do you think in the next few months or when?
I think next month, about the middle of May.
But then something doesn't close out. One of the estates doesn't close out till July.
Right.
So it can't be settled completely in May.
Right. You might check with them because I keep picking up May. So.
So do you believe that they're going to be able to help me for my betterment, or that basically they, of course, it's always about money, but that they're not taking this seriously? I'm just wondering, what are you sensing right now? I'm meeting with them next week.
Next week? Yeah, I think they will help you through this. I just keep seeing, like, people reaching their hands out to you and giving you stuff. So I don't know exactly what that is for, but.
so do you think that it'll be a good outcome for me? Because it has not been thus far.
I think that it will be good. The outcome will be good for you. It's just like a little confusing because I keep seeing two different things.
What are the two different things?
I see that you will get a settlement on this, and then in the next breath.
Well, I know I'll get it, but it's going down. It's going down. You know what I mean? They're fighting each other with lawsuits, not me. I'm not involved. But I'm in the middle of this, and the estate is being charged, and I need things that need to be settled.
Right.
And they haven't acted on them yet. My things that will benefit and that are necessary, like absolutely necessary to be done in the next few weeks.
Right. So.
So what are you saying when you see that? Like, you see like a helping hand, but then you see something else?
Yeah, I have two different, So.
What's
like
the other thing you see?
So, all right.
There's confusion on whose part?
On the bank's part.
Are they going to get unconfused after we meet on Tuesday?
Well, I actually need to move on. If you want a full reading, you can go to my website.
All right. Okay, thanks. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, the website address, again, is www.insightswithmichael.com. Let's take this other call. And it's 240. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is Connie from Maryland.
Oh, okay. I haven't talked to you for a little bit, but I haven't been on air.
Yes.
So that's probably why.
Yeah.
So how can I help?
What are you picking up as far as new job opportunities? I am still looking for a better job, something that pays me a little more, something where I am being utilized. I know I'm probably being drawn in a particular direction. However, that direction probably will not happen for a couple more years until I get more training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So your question is, I forgot. Your question is, when you're going to look for a different job?
Yeah, I
keep seeing like midsummer for you, so it would be later part of June, early July. It might be sooner than that, but yeah. But I feel like that you'd be happy. So that's the main thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And
all right.
That's fine. That's good. Great. Thank you.
All right. You have a good day. All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
All right. We got another caller. 312, you're on air with me.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name's Karen. And my question is, I have an interview on Tuesday for a entry-level social media World Wide Web position, and I'm kind of wondering if you see that going my way.
Yes, I definitely feel it going your way. It's gonna be a good adventure for you.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds good. Okay, great. Thank you very much. Right. Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. If you would like to call in, I got a few more minutes. Hold on. It will be 516-418-5997 is a call-in number. I want to say thanks for all of your prayers. I lost my mom. She passed away on March 18th. So I was there when it happened, and I understand that life goes on. So, but it's still, you still have an empty feel. So it's something that you have to work out. But I do want to say that I thank you for all the prayers and all the concerns. It's been a rocky thing, but we move on and have good thoughts and stuff like that. So just want to say thanks. And we will be on air again on Monday. So we'll be on air then. You can check out my website. Still working on it. It's www.insightswithmichael.com. Oh, also I was going to say, and hopefully people will hear this, for the next couple of days, Sunday and Monday, I'll be offering readings half price at $25 for a 30-minute session. So hopefully you can get in on that. All right, I'm going to go ahead and go off air. I do appreciate you, and we'll see you on Tuesday. All right. Talk to you then. Bye.